This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. On a two-acre construction site in Midtown Sebastopol, a unique combination of affordable housing and social outreach is taking shape. Known as Sequoia Village, the project is externally a 20-unit townhouse development being built by a somewhat atypical workforce.
It's a self-help building project. The homeowners put in hours. They build their own houses. We organize it for them, and each one owns their house, and they share the common building.
Bob Butler is a self-help supervisor for the project, which puts him in charge of a labor pool consisting largely of future homeowners and their family and friends. Each household responsible for 24 person hours of work each week. But Sequoia Village is also a co-housing project, where residents all agree to share in community life with each other after the construction is finished. Tom Kuhn, the project manager for Burbank Housing, says those two concepts fit together well.
One of the reasons we like to do self-help is because it helps the families build a community before they move in. Sometimes, however, once families move in, there's less incentive for the families to get together and spend time together and do things together. And so with co-housing, there'll be more of an incentive to continue that kind of community building and the enrichment they get in their lives from having community right in the place where they live.
Ground was broken last December, and completion will take about 15 months, by which time each household will have contributed at least 550 hours to the project, not counting the time for meetings where they're developing their self-governance measures. For Patricia Bowen, that opportunity to create a new community was the strongest of several attractions to the project.
I'm a single person. It's going to be great to know all my neighbors, have people I can share things with right here, and I'm getting a new house.
But for Lilia Van Slambrook and her husband Eddie, affordability was the biggest attraction, at least initially.
For me, it was originally the affordability and the location, and the co-housing aspect of it came in second. But I'm getting more and more excited about the co-housing aspect of it the more I have learned about it. But this is the first time I've even heard about co-housing.
To be eligible for a place in Sequoia Village, each household had to meet certain minimum and maximum income thresholds, plus other requirements, including the ability to contribute the necessary labor. The 20 openings for the project were chosen from qualified applicants through a lottery. Sarah Downing was delighted when her name came up first. She says the whole project has been a learning process in two significant ways.
Just learning how to do the carpentry, which I've always wanted to do, so it's been a great opportunity to do that. And I'm on the facilitation team, so doing the facilitating our general meetings has also been a big learning.
Future homeowner Lee Logan says he's found that building their homes together has also proven to be a good way of building relationships.
I wish every community could come together like this, because you get to see all your neighbor's stripes. You're building in a kitchen and you know the person whose kitchen you're building in. You're putting up sheer wall in the bathroom wall, you know the person whose bathroom wall that's going to be. It's absolutely wonderful.
The Sequoia Village project is on track to be completed next March. I'm Bruce Robinson, reporting for KRCB News.